Hurricane Michael hit Decatur County on a Wednesday during the second week of October.
So it worked out great for the timing.
That's the county school superintendent, Tim Cochran. He says they were 2 days away from going on fall break.
The only thing is we were anticipating a potential Category 1, you know, as of Tuesday morning. We were not anticipating what we ended up getting.
Schools, like most other places, ended up losing power for a few days. As a result, Cochran says the district lost about $250,000 worth of food. For six of the district's seven schools, replacing food was their biggest concern. But for Potter Street Elementary School, it was damage to the building. Laura Hutchins teaches kindergarten there. She says her heart broke for her students when she first saw her classroom.
The place that they come to every morning, come running in the door, and there's glass shattered all over the floor, and there's a tree through the middle of the room. There are just really no words.
But Hutchins is dealing with more than storm damage. She says she also noticed 24 computers were missing from her classroom.
I just thought maybe the technology department had come in to check to make sure they were all working, and then I was told, no, they're all gone. They got my keyboard, my mouse from my computer. But we always have backup plans.
Hutchins says they will default to traditional ways of learning, using more books and other hands-on activities. While it may be easy to repair storm damage and replace stolen computers, teachers say students will be dealing with the storm's impact for the near future. Melissa Benton teaches fourth grade.
Some of them may come in hungry. They may come in dirty. They may not have running water yet. They may not have what they need. So finding out what their needs are and meeting them are going to be our number one priority, and giving them the chance to speak or talk about what they need to.
After Superintendent Tim Cochran announced on Facebook they would be reopening schools, some parents voiced their displeasure, saying it was too soon. Many families still lacked power and water. Cochran says it falls on the schools to help those kids and parents.
We need to make sure we're open for those families because, you know, on a normal day, we have kids that don't eat. On a normal day, we have kids that don't really have a good place to go. And so we have that aspect we have to worry about, too.
It's not just families with students who may need help. Benton says some teachers lost their houses, just got power turned back on, and still have debris littering their yards. As she fought back tears, Benton says none of that will matter the minute their kids step foot back into school.
Some educators that live out in the country that may not have what they need yet, they're going to put those things on the back, and they're going to come and they're going to give everybody's child the best that they can give them every day to help them find that schedule and that semblance of normalcy.
And on their first day back, Benton says only two students were absent, while Hutchins says her entire class was present. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.